This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. Our top stories first. Holi, the festival of colors, is being observed in hilly areas including capital city Kathmandu today. Melamchi drinking water project distributing water to homes in Kathmandu Valley from today. And US condemns Myanmar's military rule as reign of terror. Now the news in detail. Phagu Purnima or Holi, the festival of colors, is being observed in hilly areas, including the capital city Kathmandu today. The festival, also called Spring Festival, marks the arrival of spring and the harvest season. The first day of the festival is also called Choti Holi or Holika Dahan, and the second day Dhuleti or Hole, Holika Dahan, the death of Holika, the symbol of triumph of good over evil, is marked by lighting a bonfire and performing a special puja to burn evil spirits. People celebrate the day smearing one another with different colors, including red vermilion powder. However, considering the risk of coronavirus infection, the government this year has requested Holi celebrators to take caution and safety measures while celebrating the festival. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has expressed her best wishes to all Nepali sisters and brothers in home and abroad on the occasion of Holi festival. President Bhandari wished for peace, prosperity and happiness. She also expressed her belief that Holi festival would help to increase fraternity, tolerance and goodwill among Nepali people, strengthening national unity. Likewise, the Nepal Police has urged all to celebrate Holi festival adopting all health safety measures issued by the government. Nepal Police spokesperson, Senior Superintendent of Police Basant Kumar Kumar, said that all police units across the country had been directed to ensure the compliance of health safety measures and maintain peace and security. Earlier, the Health Ministry had urged the people to remain alert regarding the possible coronavirus outbreak, citing increasing number of coronavirus cases in India and other European countries. The water from the Melamchi drinking water project is to be distributed in Kathmandu Valley from 4 p.m. today. According to project officials, the water is being distributed from 200,000 taps under the service areas of the Kathmandu Valley Drinking Water Limited. The Health Ministry has issued a public alert urging the Kathmandu Valley denizens not to go out of their homes except for urgent work in view of the increased level of air pollution in the valley. In a public appeal, Ministry's joint spokesperson, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, advised people not to go out of their home except emergency works, as various health problems could occur. Dr. Adhikari also urged people not to drive their vehicles unless it is urgently required, and to help reduce the air pollution likely to be caused by the operation of vehicles or factories. And the smoke causing poor visibility in Kathmandu Valley since Friday is to stay some more days. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology informed that the air pollution caused by wildfire in most of the districts, long drought and lack of strong wind is behind the smog. According to meteorologist Bibhuti Pokhrel, the atmosphere, which is currently stable, will improve in 2 or 3 days. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. The US has said that it is horrified by the killing of scores of anti-coup protesters in Myanmar on Saturday. Secretary of State Antony Blinken accused the military of a reign of terror and that was sacrificing the lives of people to serve few. Saturday was the deadliest day since last month's military takeover. And the defense chiefs of dozen nations, including the UK, on Sunday issued a rare joint statement condemning the military's violent actions. A group of charities is urging the British Prime Minister to swiftly clarify how many COVID vaccine doses the UK is prepared to donate the poor countries. Save the Children and the Wellcome Trust are among those calling on Prime Minister Boris Johnson to begin donating vaccines through COVAX. This scheme aims to provide vaccines for low- and middle-income countries. The UK, which has ordered 400 million vaccine doses and will have many left over, has said that it will donate most of its surplus vaccine to poor countries. A giant container saved men's stock across Egypt's Suez Canal after attempts to dislodge it on Saturday's high tide fell. Canal officials said, however, that some progress had been made and that they had hoped the ship could be afloat again by Sunday evening. The Ever Given has been waged in Canal, one of the world's biggest dreadnoughts. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Phudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Holi, the festival of colors, is being observed in hilly areas including capital city Kathmandu today. Melamsi Drinking Water Project distributing water to homes in Kathmandu Valley from today. And US condemns Myanmar's military rule as reign of terror. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Phudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.